It's not just any old morning at Cave View Farms, a large dairy in Weir's Cave run by Gerald Garber and two business partners. Over the past few decades, Garber has distinguished himself by adopting numerous best management practices to keep nutrients and sediment from washing off his fields and barnyard and on down to the Chesapeake Bay.
We started about 26 years ago, actually started on this spot. This was a mud lot.
Now it's a grassy pasture, and it's full of people present for what makes this an unusual morning at Cave View Farms, a sort of farm conservation pep rally celebrating the launch of Virginia's Resource Management Plan program, the state's newest effort to reduce pollution from farms.
I do spend a lot of time on agriculture. Why? I get it. It is a $55 billion a year business for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's Governor Terry McAuliffe. Also in attendance, the State Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Natural Resources, a smattering of state legislators, and representatives of several environmental, agriculture, and business groups. To qualify for a resource management plan, a farm has to abide by a number of so-called best management practices that limit nutrient runoff and erosion, fence livestock out of streams, and establish 35-foot buffer strips between streams and cropland or pasture. By the end of 2015, the state hopes to have resource management plans in place on at least 40 farms in Virginia. In return for developing and abiding by one, farmers will get 9 years of immunity from any new state environmental regulations. This makes Virginia one of just 5 states in the country, and the first in the region, to offer a way for farmers to take the guessing out of regulatory compliance. Here's Wilmer Stoneman, Associate Director of Governmental Relations for the Virginia Farm Bureau, the state's largest agriculture advocacy group.
It takes a great deal of time to basically finance those investments and put them in and make sure that they work. And so 9 years is actually a little short, but it's certainly a help.
Echoing that sentiment is Will Baker, president of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
This is a very exciting day. As the governor said, it's a win-win for agriculture and for the environment, for clean water. So whether you're talking trout, whether you're talking health for children to swim, and whether you're just talking about economic activity, clean water is always good. And if it helps the farmer as well, then it's a real win-win.
Just a few short months ago, disagreements between Governor McAuliffe, a Democrat, and Virginia's Republican-controlled legislature nearly led to a government shutdown. And the American Farm Bureau Federation, of which the Virginia Farm Bureau is a member, and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation are on opposite sides of a contentious federal lawsuit over the EPA's latest plan to clean up water pollution in the Chesapeake Bay. On this sunny day, though, at Cave View Farms, everybody all stood together, smiling about clean water and a thriving farm economy, issues, they say, that everyone can feel good about. Here's Baker again.
What's great about this program is that it does bring people together of diverse interests and diverse concerns. And that just is awfully rare in this day and age. So when you can see so many people agreeing as opposed to fighting, you know you've got a winner.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.